We've got a new podcast that'll help you get hockey smart. The Crosscheck Podcast, hosted by Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark, goes deeper into NHL stories than any other podcast with the help of the smartest minds on ice. Follow the Crosscheck Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.
It's yours, boys and girls and babes. Let's go!
Your Locked On Capitals, your daily podcast on the Washington Capitals. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Capitals podcast. My name is Amy Rothenberger, and I am your host. Here's where we rock the red, unleash the fury, and cheer in all caps. Now let's start the show. It is certainly a very interesting day to talk about hockey. And on today's roster is going to be a lot of talk about last night's game against the New York Rangers. But first, the news.
Hey, what happened?
This morning, TJ Oshie tweeted that his father, Tim Oshie, also known as Coach Oshie, passed away. His father has lived with early onset Alzheimer's disease since at least 2012. You all remember the lovely scene on the ice after the Stanley Cup win in 2018 and the interview that TJ Oshie gave about how his father can't remember very much anymore, but the Cup win will certainly be seared into his memory that made your lovely host here cry, as well as probably a lot of us around Caps fandom and hockey fandom in general. TJ wrote on Twitter that his father lived life to the fullest and was unanimously loved by everyone who met him. TJ missed the Capitals 6-3 win last night over the Rangers due to personal reasons. And of course, we now know what those personal reasons were. On behalf of everyone here at the Locked On Podcast Network, including and especially Locked On Capitals, my deepest sympathies to TJ and to his family. Back to regular old hockey news. The East is all set with playoff teams, and now it's all about jockeying for position. As of this recording, and after a stunning 7-2 loss to the Flyers by the Penguins and the Islanders losing to Buffalo, the Caps currently sit in first place, followed by the Penguins, the Bruins, and the Islanders. That means if the playoffs started tomorrow, we'd be in for a repeat first-round opponent from last year. Hooray. But let's not think about that. There are bigger fish to fry. Last night's game against the Rangers got off to a weird start and ended well on the scoreboard, but the devil was in the details. We'll get to that up next. First, one more note from Tom Gallitti, NHL beat reporter for the Caps. Capitals coach Peter Laviolette today said he didn't know yet if Evgeny Kuznetsov and Ilya Samsonov will be available to play tomorrow, that's Wednesday night, after sitting out on Monday night for team disciplinary reasons. Quote, right now, we're working through things inside the room. I don't like the sound of that. More up next. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by the 10 most distinctive by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy to anybody's life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into anyone's life. They're available now through Mother's Day only at BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10x10. This collection features high-quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced so you can give them something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring that they'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10x10 only at BlueNile.com. Decades of data show that investors that trade individual stocks underperform the market every year. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. The odds are not in your favor if you're doing it alone. Team up with Wealthfront instead. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences that you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. All you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. That's wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL and get started today. Well, there's a lot to talk about. And let's just talk about the nitty-gritty of the actual game last night. And then we'll talk about everybody's favorite thing to talk about, Tom Wilson. Washington Capitals did play well, shorthanded roster-wise, and eventually took down the now fully eliminated New York Rangers 6-3, but at what cost? The Caps outshot the Rangers 40-26, out-attempted them at 5-on-5, 46-31. They didn't give the Rangers a whole lot, and they converted on a bunch of rush chances to pretty easily win this hockey game, depending on what you think easily means in this particular case. The Caps are now 18-7-2 on the road this season, and those 18 road wins are the most in the NHL. Alex Ovechkin played a grand total of 39 seconds in this game before he either re-aggravated his injury or realized he wasn't ready to come back, and neither of those are really good things right now. Good thing, though, Daniel Sprong now has 12 goals in 39 games this season and might be playing his way onto maybe the Seattle Kraken. That's a 25-goal pace over a full NHL schedule, and that is nothing to sneeze at. Ilya Samsonov seems to have an issue with responsibility, and the difference in the level of play between him and Vitek Vanacek really isn't huge statistically, so his lack of responsibility has likely ended the goaltender battle off the ice. Vitek Vanacek picked up the 19th win of his career, which leads all rookie netminders this season and puts him past Jim Carrey for the third most wins by a rookie goaltender in franchise history. And for once, John Carlson returned to the lineup and got right beside his buddy Dmitry Orlov again, and those two were absolutely phenomenal. And when they were on the ice at 5-on-5, the Caps had a plus 12 shot attempt differential, a plus 8 scoring chance differential, and a plus 3 high danger chance differential. So that's something that worked as well, which, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised to say. As far as the Ilya Samsonov, Evgeny Kuznetsov stuff, for those of you who may not have heard, there was some late-breaking news right before the game last night that both Ilya Samsonov and Evgeny Kuznetsov were being benched and would not dress for the game due to a team decision/disciplinary reason. What came out via Samantha Pell and Tarek El-Bashir and a few other of the beat reporters was that they were late for a team meeting. But as I mentioned in the first segment, Laviolette is being a little cagey about whether or not they'll be back in on Wednesday night, and it's something that's going to be worked out in the room. That doesn't make me feel good for several reasons. Number one, you know, it's been said, and I haven't really jumped to this conclusion, but maybe I can a little bit now, that when when Ilya Samsonov got injured in the offseason due to an ATV accident, he didn't tell the team. The team found out about it when he showed up for his physical. And that's not really I don't want to say trustworthy, but it's not really trustworthy. And now he and Kuzi are showing up late for a meeting. And let me tell you, if they were benched for showing up late, it wasn't the first time they did that. So, and now, with their return up in the air for Wednesday, because of things that'll be handled in the room, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I'm beginning to doubt that it was a late for a team function kind of thing, and more of a, hey, you guys aren't pulling the rope kind of thing. Again, I don't know anything, so, you know, this is all just what's going through my brain right now, which I like to share with you. So, it doesn't make me feel good inside of my bones. And, you know, Evgeny Kuznetsov has always been considered a character and a guy who's going to do things a little bit differently and not necessarily be your standard NHL guy when it comes to interactions with the press and interactions with the fans and interactions with other players. But this is a little bit of a bridge too far. Like, it's very much Eric Cartman from South Park.
Whatever, I'll do what I want.
And because he's such good friends with Samsonov, and he's probably seen as somewhat of a mentor to him, it's not necessarily a great example to set. I think VTech needs to step up and kind of take over in goal. I think somebody on the leadership team needs to settle these boys down. I would not be surprised to hear if maybe there was a behind-closed-door players meeting sooner rather than later, maybe even prior to Wednesday night's game against the Rangers. But again, that doesn't bode well for team morale. So we'll see. Up next, I'm going to talk about exactly what happened with Tom Wilson and exactly what happened on Hockey Twitter, in particular, the Capitals Twitter account, after the game ended last night. If I wanted to make a bet on whether or not, let's say, Tom Wilson fought somebody in his next game against the New York Rangers, I could go to betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC MMA action. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams are prepping for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook expert. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years, and we love having them as our sponsor. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. So at approximately 9:47 p.m. on Monday, the Washington Capitals posted a picture of Tom Wilson on Twitter, accompanied by the words, "At Capitals chooses violence," with a reference to Wilson living rent-free in the minds of his detractors. I've used the rent-free reference before, mind you. I have not teamed it up with the word violence. The tweet was in reference to a second period melee that earned Wilson 4 minutes for roughing, a 10-minute misconduct, and sent Rangers star Artemi Panarin to the dressing room for the rest of the game with a lower body injury. That post was deleted, wisely, in my opinion, about 30 minutes later. The damage, however, was done. Twitter was ablaze, as it often is, after a controversial play involving Tom Wilson. Not necessarily after a controversial play involving, say, Connor McDavid, or Ryan Reeves, or Evander Kane, or Austin Matthews, or, you know, pick your player. The post drew at least 1,800 quote tweets, 2,400 retweets, and 1,500 likes in the short time it was up. Even for an account with 786,000 followers, that's a lot of engagement for 30 minutes. Why was it taken down? The team realized it made a mistake. A team official told The Athletic that the tweet didn't meet the team's social media standards. You think? Let's not promote violence, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and babes. Since January 1st, the team's main account has sent out more than 2,700 tweets, but that one, and in particular the choice of the word violence, missed the mark, the official said. Tom Wilson is always under the microscope, and history plays a role in decisions by the NHL's Department of Player Safety. But this morning, it was announced that Tom Wilson would be fined $5,000, the maximum allowable under the CBA, for roughing New York Rangers' Pavel Buchnevich, who was also part of that melee. Earlier this season, he was suspended 7 games for an illegal check to the head of Boston Bruins defenseman Brandon Carlo. In his career, he has accrued a total of 30 games in suspension and forfeited nearly $1.3 million in salary for his on-ice transgressions. Capitals coach Peter Laviolette had this to say about the play. Quote, I thought it was just a scrum, like a physical play. There was something going on originally with the goalie, and they're jamming at the goalie, and a bunch of players jump in there. It happens a lot. And he's right. It does happen a lot. Rangers coach David Quinn saw things differently, saying, we all saw it. There are lines that can't be crossed in this game. There's just zero respect for the game in general. You've got one of the star players in this league now that could have gotten seriously, seriously hurt in that incident. I have a couple things to say about this. When something happens on the ice, or something happens out in the world that is something that someone wants to place blame on, they'll say, well, you saw it. We saw it. You saw what happened. But they never say what happened. They leave it to the eye of the beholder to see what happened. And when a coach says, well, we all saw what happened, but doesn't talk about what happened, maybe he wants to leave what happened in the eye of the beholder. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe that's just what he says. But in this host's humble opinion, we all saw it. And we all saw what happens. Kind of leaves a lot of room for interpretation. Now, the other thing where he could have gotten seriously, seriously hurt in that incident is true. And I'm not saying what Tom Wilson did wasn't against the rules and deserving of some sort of consequence. However, anything that any ice hockey player does on the ice could result in them getting seriously, seriously injured. So, again, that's something to... Was he injured? Yes. He left the game. He did not come back. It was a lower body injury. Was there any evidence whatsoever, video or otherwise, that Tom Wilson did something to injure his lower body? Tom Wilson, he himself personally. Not that I can find. And dear listener, I invite you to show me some. Again, I don't think what Tom did was right. I don't think it was great. I don't even think it was good. I think it deserves some consequences. He got some. He got a 4-minute penalty and a 10-minute game misconduct, and he got fined $5,000. There have been extreme overreactions to this, both in the media, by people who call themselves writers and fans, and by players on the Rangers team, like Mika Zibanejad. He said, quote, I figure you should have some more respect for the game and for the players. I don't honestly know where to start. It's just horrible. Zero respect. I don't know why I'm surprised. Yeah, it's just horrible. Mika Zibanejad was one of the people that piled on into that scrum. Just for future reference, did he injure anybody? No. Did he try to stop anything? No. Did he join in? Sure did. After Wilson's 7-game suspension in March, he vowed to, quote, continue to adjust. He said, at the end of the day, it can't happen. I can't be missing 7 games. I can't be missing 1 game. I've got to be in the lineup. And he's right. Because unlike some other players in this league that pride themselves on how they can be punchy-punchy, he's also a good hockey player. Wilson said then that he texted the Bruins blue liner the following day, quote, a lot of people probably wouldn't believe me, but you never want to see a peer get injured. They're hockey players just like I am, and this is their living and their livelihood, and when a guy goes down, it's not a good feeling. Now, I don't know if the people out there who are literally, literally calling for Tom's head on a pike can read that and understand it, or just choose not to believe it, or what. Everybody's got players they hate, but they've also got to treat those players like the human beings that they are and not just think of them as some kind of killing machine. Because to read Twitter last night and this morning, that's kind of what it looked like. And if you look at Larry Brooks' column from the New York Post, which, you know, he's a hockey writer, the headline was, NHL must ban Tom Wilson for nearly killing Artemi Panarin. Come on, people. I mean, I know that kind of stuff gets clicks. I'm not going to read you anything from that article because it's nothing worth reading. I probably shouldn't have read you the headline, but I wanted to give you an example of how extreme things are out there. On the other end of that extreme, however, was ESPN's Emily Kaplan, who I really appreciate. She tweeted earlier this morning, I understand why people are upset slash confused over no suspension for Tom Wilson, but here's how the Department of Player Safety saw it. The fall, and that word fall is in quotes, on Buchnevich isn't much. The punch is what Wilson got fined for. Everything after? Two guys wrestling, which happens every night. And you know what, boys and girls and babes? She's not wrong. That's exactly it. Do I like what Tom Wilson did? Could he have made some good choices, as I ask him to do very often? Yes, there were good choices to be made, and he did not make them. Did he receive consequences for his bad choices? Yes, he did. He received a 4-minute penalty and a 10-minute misconduct and a $5,000 fine. Those were the consequences. If you don't like those, that's fine too. What's not fine is talking about which goon the Rangers can come bring up and knock him out or sweep Ovechkin's leg or get some sort of physical revenge on his team or him. What's not right is actually threatening to do physical harm to him, his girlfriend, members of his family online. I have to say with all honesty that I don't see Caps fans doing that to players and families of players that are pretty much universally hated by Caps fans. I see this happen all over the place when it comes to Tom Wilson. And it doesn't matter if you're a Rangers fan or a Pens fan or a Canes fan or whatever. They come from all over and they just work their way out of the woodwork and go after him like he has literally committed a crime. It doesn't make any sense to me. It needs to stop. And my main problem with all of this is that there is this league-wide vitriol for Tom Wilson from fan bases and from a lot of hockey writers, to be honest, and from a few hockey podcasters as well, that does not exist for other players. And I said this morning in a chat that I'm a part of with a group of my hockey friends and I. It's like a snake that is beginning to eat its tail. In that, you often hear the quote, Tom has lost the benefit of the doubt. And in a lot of ways, that quote is correct. But the reason that quote is correct is because he does this very often. And he gets punished for it very publicly as often as he does it. So even the casual fan knows that Tom Wilson equals bad guy who gets punished. So then when he does anything, even the bad things that he did last night, but anything, he face washed Adam Fox at the beginning of that Rangers game. He got a 2-minute penalty for roughing. I saw someone in a chat last night say that he pulled his head from behind and violently twisted his neck. He face washed him. Call it what it is. But even the casual fan knows that Tom Wilson equals bad guy who gets punished. So when he does anything, it's now that he's just the worst person in the league. And why is he even still playing? And remember when he ended that player's career way back when, etc., 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 for everything he does, every time he does it. And so the Department of Player Safety feels pressure, but this pressure isn't just in a vacuum. It's not from the NHL players. It's not from the players from the opposing team. It's from the fans, and it's from those casual fans, and it's from the Twitterverse. And when they feel that pressure, they take action so that this situation perpetuates itself. Whether or not that action is deemed warranted by the masses with the torches and the pitchforks, it's up to you. Meanwhile, and here's my problem. Meanwhile, other players who do not garner the same amount of attention and do similar things, sometimes even the exact same things, walk away with 2 minutes and a passing comment from the play-by-play guys, and it's business as usual. And nobody's talking about it. I tweeted last night that while I think what Tom did was not good and that it deserved consequences, if the same scrum had happened in a game between the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Detroit Red Wings, nobody would be talking about it today. My problem is not that Tom Wilson has never done anything wrong. My problem is that Tom Wilson is not the only person that's ever done anything wrong, and is not the only person that deserves all of this hate and vitriol. I'm not saying spread the hate around. I'm saying spread the punishments around. I'm saying if you want what he does out of the game, you need to want what he does out of the game and not him. I'll say that one more time. If you want what he does out of the game, you need to remove what he does from the game and not him. If you want to hear some news about some other sports, I would highly suggest getting all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Come back and see me next time, and we will have a preview of Wednesday night's game against the Rangers. Thank goodness it is the last one for the season. Everybody hold on to your butts. Until then, be sure to rock the red, unleash the fury, and cheer in all caps. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you just listened to, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast so that you don't miss an episode, and you can help others discover it and join our community. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Caps. Follow me on Twitter at Amy Rothenberger. Like and follow the podcast on Facebook at Locked On Capitals. I also have another hockey podcast where I swear and yell a lot with my friend Julie. It doesn't happen daily or even weekly, but you can find it on Twitter at Pucker Up Podcast. Our outro music is written and performed by Peter Hassett.